And when the Lord was in the midst of this home, on this occasion, when He worked, when He exhibited His power, it moved those that were gathered to glorify God and to be filled with fear, saying, "We've seen strange things today." It would be a wonderful thing to see you forgiven if you're not. It's a strange thing. It may be a strange thing, but it's a wonderful thing when you understand the grounds upon which it can take place, the work of Jesus Christ. It's a strange thing that you could walk in here, headed towards hell, and walk out of here on your way to heaven. That's a strange thing. How does that happen? How does a person walk into a meeting like this? Gathering, doing the things that we've done, listening to what we've heard and considered, walk in on your way to hell and walk out on your way to heaven. That's a strange thing. It's a strange thing that causes us to glorify God. Because that's the gospel. Christ's willingness, readiness, and ability to save sinners, wash them from their sins, and make them new creatures in Himself. Of course, really, what we see in this passage when our eyes are brought to look upon this paralyzed man, really, when you go back and you look over it, you know the most paralyzed people there? The Pharisees and the scribes. They had not the power. They had not the will, they had not the desire to move an inch towards Christ to seek His mercy. None. They sat there stony-faced. They sat there taking their mental notes to report back to the leaders. They sat there fulfilling whatever errand they were sent there to be on, doing that faithfully, and they were paralyzed. Absolutely paralyzed. And incapable of moving towards Christ to seek His mercy. Is that you? Is that you?